This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Correspondent Mike Rossi reports North Korea has issued a new threat.
In a statement distributed by North Korea's state-run news agency, the North Korean army says it is studying a plan to create an enveloping fire in areas around Guam. The statement says medium to long-range ballistic missiles would be used. Guam is a U.S. territory and home to Anderson Air Force Base.
The latest threat from North Korea follows harsh words from President Donald Trump.
Hours before North Korea threatened to attack Guam, President Donald Trump went before cameras in New Jersey to say North Korea will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen if it makes any more threats to the U.S. Earlier Tuesday, a Japanese defense paper and a report in the U.S. said North Korea may have successfully produced a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside its missiles.
The speaker of the Guam legislature says he hopes the island can defend itself in the event of an attack from North Korea.
I am a lineman for the county. I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload.
Music fans around the world are mourning the death of singer and guitarist Glenn Campbell, who died in Nashville this morning at the age of 81. Campbell had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2011. Campbell had a string of hits in the 1960s and 70s, including Wichita Lineman, Rhinestone Cowboy, Gentle on My Mind, and By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Campbell was also a TV star with his hit show The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS television. No cause of death was announced by his family. Foreign ministers from 17 Western Hemisphere nations are condemning Venezuela's new constitutional assembly, saying their governments will refuse to recognize the all-powerful body. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 33 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Listen Clear is fully adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear almost everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free. With free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-855-568-4327. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-855-568-4327. That's 1-855-568-4327. 1-855-568-4327.
Correspondent Mike Hempen reports job openings in the U.S. reached an all-time high in June.
There were 6.2 million job openings in June. The Labor Department says that's an 8% increase and the highest number on record, a sign that the solid hiring of recent months will likely continue. Job openings in construction and manufacturing rose sharply. There also were increases in financial services, health care, and in state and local government.
The Marine Corps is eyeing a plan to let women attend combat training in Southern California. If approved by Marine leaders, the change could happen next spring. It will be the first step in a broader campaign to give male Marines who go through training on the West Coast the chance to work with female colleagues early in their career. Officials say Marine leaders are also considering allowing women to attend boot camp in San Diego. Currently, women attend boot camp and combat training in South Carolina. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. U.S. officials are abandoning plans to require sleep apnea screening for truck drivers and train engineers. Sarah Feinberg, former head of the Federal Railroad Administration, says people will be put at risk if federal agencies scrap the plan.
This is really disappointing. I mean, when President Trump was elected, he said that he was going to roll back regulations. But he said he was not going to roll back regulations that protect public safety. And this is 100% about public safety. So it's very concerning.
Feinberg says sleep apnea is widespread, easy to treat, and has been linked to many accidents.
This is not one or two incidents. We have multiple incidents on the books now, and the cause is an operator suffering from undiagnosed or untreated sleep apnea. and they're utterly preventable.
The decision to kill the sleep apnea regulation is the latest step in President Trump's campaign to drastically slash federal regulations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, you want to know the best day to book a late summer trip? Sean Dowling just reported on this. Says if you want to plan a gateway that doesn't break the bank, or I should say a getaway, aim for a late summer flight around August the 22nd, he says. It's a date most airlines go with to signal the start of the cheaper fall season. According to the CEO of Fair Compare from an article on ABC News, since kids are usually back to school, the demand for vacation travel drops. When that happens, fares drop too, but the airline industry watcher is quick to point out that the specific date of August the 22nd varies year to year. It really depends on kids' school schedule. August fares in general are 7% less expensive than July, according to the CEO of Cheap Air via Condé Nast Traveler. Now, midweek travel during the summer will save you the most if you can avoid Sundays and take off Tuesday or Wednesday. You'll save an average of $62, according to the Cheap Air guy. Another thing about the magical date of August 22nd is that only for domestic travel, some airlines start dropping rates a few days before or just after the 22nd. Late summer travel has its advantages. So we pass that on to you for what it's worth. Hopefully that blesses you and helps you enjoy some late summer travel. Why not? Patrick Witt joins us now, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. And Patrick, you got an update coming for us, right?
Hey, good morning. I do.
Hey,
and just a month ago, I republished Trilaterals Over Washington for the first time in 37 years.
Wow. Yeah, we're excited about that. Yeah.
Yep.
So how do they get their hands on your book? We'll say early and often here.
Well, hey, Amazon is a good place to do it, first off, but it's also available on my website, technocracy.news. Pretty easy to find. I think just search for it on the Internet if you can't remember that, and you'll come up with it pretty quickly.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. So either way, nice and easy for you to get your hands on it. All these things that are coming about and have been evolving, this technocracy movement that has been creeping up on us and some might say has a full Nelson on the American mindset.
It really does. And this is largely still unrecognized, although I have to say people are feeling the heat all around our country, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think there's kind of an awakening happening right now. People still don't know what's wrong, mm-hmm. but they do know that something is wrong and it's coming for them.
Well, you know, you see the rise of artificial intelligence, I mean, at every turn, you know, even including movies, cultural stories and impartations that robots are in our future, driverless cars, all this, you know, conditioning us for this new technocratic wave.
Well, it's, you know, we have the use of technology to manipulate and control people, which is really part of technocracy. But we still need to remember that technocracy is an economic system that proposes to completely replace capitalism and free enterprise. This is more than just manipulation of people, which has gone on forever, by the way.
Mm.
But replacing our economic system with an otherworldly economic system like sustainable development, for instance, is going to have the effect of completely destroying our society altogether. How could we live without capitalism and free enterprise that has singularly been the instrument that's made America great for the last 250 years?
Exactly.
This is it.
Well, and what we see at the G20 demonstrations, other demonstrations here domestically, what it comes down to is they want to abolish capitalism. So this is all part of the setup, isn't it?
It really is. And the United Nations now is sworn to overturn capitalism and free enterprise. They have stated it publicly on multiple occasions. They're making no bones about it. It's not secret either. There's no conspiracy here. This is what they have said with their very own lips. And yet people are just ignoring it, saying, oh, that's just the United Nations. You know, they don't mean anything. They're not, you know, they're just innocuous. They don't harm anything. But listen, they have the weight of 193 nations of the world behind them. And they're all ganged up against the United States.
And we're housing them here within our own borders. Somehow this just doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make any sense, but unless, of course, you have the perspective from the Rockefeller family, which has had this cozy relationship with the United Nations ever since it started. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Rockefeller family originally donated the land upon which the United Nations building sits today.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Rockefeller family, and a little has been said, but their tentacles goes deep into anti-American sentiment, doesn't it?
It has, it does, and it has ever since the early 1900s. And again, I have to say, this is an economic issue more than it is a political issue. The Rockefeller family was an economic, you know, giant vampire squid, if you will. Grandfather Rockefeller famously stated that capitalism is a sin. And, you know, they want monopoly economic control over everything they can get their hands on. And we've seen this played out over the last 100 years, and it's gained steam, of course. But when the Trilateral Commission was formed in 1973, it really got traction amongst the global elite. In other words, they got everybody else on board with their plan to dominate the world. And this is where this is what we see today. These are the things we're complaining about today as we feel the pressure coming on.
Well, you know, was Rockefeller's statement that capitalism was a sin, was that just a convenient slogan, you know, to introduce the principles of what the Trilateral Commission stands for today?
I don't think so at the time. You know, the Rockefeller mindset has been monopoly. In other words, you control everything. There's nothing that you do not control. It's not necessarily oligarchy. It's not, you know, some other form of economic domination. They want to own the market 100% if they can. And they've been trying to do that in everything they've gotten into, whether it be oil back in the early 1900s or finance, when David Rockefeller got, you know, really got going with Chase Manhattan Bank, which is now J.P. Morgan Chase.
Right.
They wanted to dominate everything and control everything absolutely with no competition.
And no other families involved. I mean, forget about the Rothschilds or any European influence. This is all about the Rockefeller family controlling the world.
Well, there have been other families like the Rothschilds that have been in sync with them, for sure. Mm-hmm. And there's been kind of a competition, perhaps, between the families to see who's going to gain monopoly control over which industry.
Right.
And it, to some extent, they've tolerated each other.
Exactly. Patrick, we got to hit the pause button because we got to go to break. More from Patrick Wood. We'll continue the conversation. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any time of the night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about about truth and liberty. And no doubt our liberties continue to be threatened. But if you're not aware of them, you're going to surrender them. And this is what's happening slowly but surely across our country. And this is why I got to tell you, I'm grateful that you're involved in the conversation here. And it's all about educating you to open your eyes to see what is happening and how diabolical the situation is. This is why we're especially grateful for Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. Patrick, this is all one incredible, humongous encroachment on our liberties. But we're like that proverbial frog thinking we're in a jacuzzi, and we're getting cooked alive here.
Well, we are, and there have been two parallel worldviews that have been dominating for the last 100 years, and they're coming to crisis stage right now. There's the worldview that you and I have, that the Constitution is a worthy document that is able to control a society like America, like the United States. Mm-hmm. And then there's the worldview that we need to scrap all that and create a new world order. And this new world order would be controlled by people like the late David Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. He wrote in 1994, by the way, he spoke this at a UN business conference. That's the United Nations conference. He said, quote, "We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crises and the nations will accept the new world order," quote, mm-hmm. quote. Now, this is the basic problem right here. It's a matter of world view. Mm-hmm. These people want to have a world order where they are in control of everything versus the concept of the nation state today, which we know and we're perfectly satisfied with. The co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, Zbigniew Brzezinski, teamed up with David Rockefeller. And in his book, Between Two Ages, in 1970, he wrote this. He said, quote, "The nation state as a fundamental unit of man's organized life has ceased to be the principal creative force. International banks and multinational corporations are acting and planning in terms that are far in advance of the political concepts of the nation state," close quote. Mm. Now, there you have it in a nutshell.
Right.
We know what we want, and they know what they want, and they're completely polar opposite.
Exactly. And the thing is, Patrick, about this is that, we the people, or those that believe in a constitutional form of government, have to see this, have to have their eyes open to this clash of worldviews. I think that sometimes we can try to overanalyze this, and, and I think I'm probably guilty of this as well, because I want to, I keep asking why. Why would you surrender a free capitalism market-based economy and system to something else that's going to take away all your liberties? And you talk about returning us to the Dark Ages. Now, let me ask you this, Patrick, and this might be a bit controversial, but it would seem that Barack Obama really inched us closer to this other world view and this new world order.
Oh, my. Absolutely, he did. He was a 100% agent of the forces that want to transform the world into this new economic system that the United Nations calls sustainable development. That's not a political term. It's an economic term. Mm-hmm. It's also called green economy. But there's nothing green about it. It's destructive. It's mm-hmm. destructive to wealth. It's destructive to nations, to nation states, because if people cannot earn money and make up society, they basically end up being serfs in a neo-feudalistic system. Mm-hmm. And, this is what's happening all across America. During Obama's tenure of 8 years, he used the 1906 Antiquities Act as a shill, if you will, mm-hmm. to grab 265 million acres of U.S. soil and lock it up under federal control. Now, you have to appreciate this. This is just unbelievable. The U.S. government now owns 36% of the landmass of the United States of America. What is this all about, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Why is a driving rush to take the land away from the people, away from the states, and lock it up under federal conservancy, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is a plan worldwide, not just here, by the way. This is a plan to grab all the resources of the world.
Exactly. Well, and people need to understand this because, I mean, this amounts to, you know, our government stealing from its subjects, right? Because the land doesn't belong to the government.
It's not supposed to,
mm-hmm.
but they do it anyway. And again, the government, our government has gone rogue, I believe, many years ago. They're not serving the people of our country anymore. Mm-hmm. They're serving another interest. In other words, the interest they're serving is that which wants to create a new world order.
Mm-hmm.
And they are serving those people rather than the people of the United States. And this is very dangerous for us at this point because our government, obviously, is not responsive to the people at all. And mm-hmm. we've seen this time and time again. Even now, even as we go starting into the Trump administration, we continue to see this pattern of abuse. And there's apparently at this point, there's just no stopping it.
It is a force. There's no doubt. That's what concerns me. They're doing everything they can to retard any kind of movement, positive movement away from their worldview of Donald Trump and those of us who are supporting Trump's actions. They are resisting, and this resistance is coming from, you know, these New World Order elites that, you know, they're not going to, I mean, they've put a lot of effort into it. They've gotten up to this point, and they may even say, okay, well, you know, we may have a little bit of a pause here, but we're a force. We're going to continue to move things forward because that's what progressives do. Even if they do it by inches, they're going to continue to move the football down the field to this end game.
They have. And again, while people argue over the politics of this whole thing, you know, whether it's liberal, Democrat, whether it's Obama or Trump or Hillary Clinton or whatever, while people argue in a frenzy over the political aspect of this, they completely miss the economic takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, guys, it's right under our nose, but nobody sees it. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time that people start to get a bead on what's really going on, some political operative throws in another piece of raw meat to the dog pack.
Yeah, exactly.
And, mm-hmm. off we go again. And, you know, we've seen this happen, especially with Trump now so many times. Every time people start to get a level head, some other thing comes up, and then all the dogs are fighting again.
Exactly. All the dog whistles are going, supposedly. And this is why we have to watch the divisiveness and how it's being thrown out there, Patrick, because, again, we're about the United States of America. It's united we stand, divided we fall, and there are agents of division out there that maybe in some cases, unbeknownst to themselves, are facilitating our economic takeover.
Absolutely, they are.
No well, question. Patrick Wood, as always, good to have you with us. Where can they go for more information and be in touch with you?
Technocracy.news is the best place to go.
Patrick Wood, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, and he's updated his book, Trilaterals Over Washington, so check it out.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel
Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the isolation. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. I want to encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I tell you, we got a real special treat. It is an absolute honor that we have our next guest with us. You may have heard of the last fighter pilot, the true story of the final combat mission of World War II. If you haven't, get ready. Captain Jerry Yellen is with us. He piloted for the 78th Fighter Squadron in World War II in the Pacific Theater. Born in New Jersey, Yellen joined the war effort when he was 19, inevitably flew the last combat mission in Japan. Yellen, who is 93 now, lives in Orlando, Florida, and works to advocate for veterans' causes, including as spokesman for the Spirit of 45. Captain Yellen, it is an honor to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm grateful to be alive and speak for the 16 million of us who served in World War II, and I'm happy to be with you.
Well, your story is most incredible. You and Don Brown co-authored the book. Don, of course, celebrated author of 14 books, including Treason, a bestseller from his acclaimed Navy Justice series. You two have put together an incredible recount of your life, which I know already that you've shared so openly with others, but to now have it in this form is really special. And I thank you and Don Brown for your efforts.
Well, Don is a great guy. He saw an interview that I did on Iwo Jima in 2015 and contacted me and then wrote this book, which is a factual story of the last combat mission of World War II. I never thought it was important, but it is a piece of history, American history. What happened in 1945 when we conquered Japan and ended World War II, And today, the three countries we fought against then, Germany, Italy, and Japan, are our staunchest allies. And the two countries we fought with as allies, Russia and China, seemingly are the enemies of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an impossible situation for me to comprehend.
Well, I think that sometimes it can be, especially when you consider, as I was reading your story, Captain, I mean, the hand of divine providence, you know, God's hand to protect you and protect our country and our soldiers during World War II. You know, this is just another one of the miracles, I believe, that happened.
Yeah, well, this nation was united in its effort to eliminate evil. There were 24 million of us who were serving our country, 16 million men in uniform, mm-hmm. and 8 million young women who were Rosie the Riveters, building the airplanes, yeah. the tanks, and the ships. And so we had a purity of purpose in our lives, and that was to eliminate evil.
Exactly.
We still have that purpose as Americans, to eliminate evil. We have anyone who believes enough about what they believe to kill other people for it are evil people. And ISIS is that entity today, willing to kill other people for what they believe. And strong. It's evil.
Quite amazing when you consider Iwo Jima, as you write, from the air was this little pork chop. But boy, I'll tell you, there was a lot of hell coming out of that little island, wasn't there?
Well, there were 90,000 soldiers fighting on 8 square miles of land, 67,000 Marines, 23,000 Japanese. You know, films and pictures can emulate the sights and the sounds, but nobody in no way can emulate the smell of 28,000 rotting bodies in the sun. And it was a horrific island to be a part of, to be there and see and hear. And I flew with 16 guys who were killed, and the memories of that island are just, they never go away. It was the bloodiest battle of the war on the size of the amount of land that was there, and the Japanese knew they had to die, and we knew we wanted to win and go home, and we did that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, as you write, you say the stench of death, the rain of bullets, and the minute-to-minute fight for survival is what you and your other pilots in your contingent experienced. And unless you're there, it is incomprehensible. And but this is your story that you tell about this final flight of World War II. Tell our audience, Captain Yellen, if you would, sir, on this final flight, what were you facing?
Well, we thought the war was over when we dropped the first atomic bomb August 6th. We thought it was all over, and then they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki on August 9th, and we were all jubilant. All guys who were flying 8-hour missions in a P-51, we figured we'd never have to do that again. And then on the 13th of August, we were called to a briefing and told that we were going to go up on the 14th to Japan, straight to airfield. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know why. The CEO, Jim Tapp, said, well, they're not responding. The Japanese are not responding. We have to keep them honest. But they're going to broadcast the code word Utah while we're en route. We'll abort the mission and come home.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, my assigned wingman, Phil Schlomberg, 19 years old from Brooklyn, leaned over and said, Captain, if we go on that mission, I'm not coming back. I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, it's a feeling I have. After the briefing, I went to Tapp and told him what Phil Schlomberg had told me. And Tapp said to me, Jerry, you can't go to Doc Lewis on his behalf. Doc Lewis was our flight surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask Phil and he goes there, he's liable to get off the mission. I told that to Schlomberg, and he said, no way, I'll fly. And on the morning of the 14th, I told him to just stay on my wing. We'll never reach Japan. They're going to broadcast Utah. We'll turn around and come home.
Right.
And we went in. We went up to Japan. We never heard the code word. We dropped our external tanks. We went in straight airfields. And we needed 90 gallons of fuel to get back to Japan, to Iwo Jima from Japan. Mm-hmm. Someone in the squadron called 90 gallons. I looked over. Phil was on my wing. I gave him a thumbs up. He gave me a thumbs up. And I led my flight into some heavy weather. When I came out of the weather, he was gone. He wasn't there anymore. And he was the last man killed in combat in World War II. 19 years old from Brooklyn, New York. Could fly an airplane, but you had to be 21 to get a driver's license. He never drove a car.
And that must have impacted you. I mean, here it is. You've got a pilot who has premonition that he is not to return. And then that happens. And I imagine you carry that to this day, Captain.
Well, I went to, I carry it to this day, along with the other 15 other guys. Mm-hmm. When I came home, I had Phil's wings and his lieutenant bars, and I went to his house in Brooklyn. His mother was in the 60s. He was the last of 8 or 9 children of an Orthodox Jewish family. And I gave them what I had, told them the stories of what kind of a man he was, what kind of a young man he was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was leaving, his mother said to me, "Captain, it should have been you who were killed, not my son, Philip. I hope you never sleep a night in your life like I can't sleep." And I was shaking. I couldn't even get into my car to drive home to New Jersey. I was shaking so much. But I couldn't understand that then. I understand it now because I have children and grandchildren, and war is the most devastating entity or activity that anybody could go through, because I was raised, thou shalt not kill, and then you put a uniform on. The policeman put a uniform on, the fireman put a uniform on, the military guys put a uniform on, and you have a license to kill your enemy. But the incredible event of doing that,
mm-hmm.
not to be believed. I suffered for 30 years from post-traumatic stress. Of course, it wasn't diagnosed then. It was battle fatigue and,
right.
and combat fatigue, and you get over it. And you can't get over it. You did something you're not supposed to do in life.
Exactly.
The Japanese were our enemies. They were the enemies of the world, as was Germany and Japan.
Captain Jerry Yellen piloted for the 78th Fighter Squadron in World War II in the Pacific Theater. He is the last fighter pilot, the true story of the final combat mission of World War II. The book is available at all the usual places and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Captain, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for being
Bill.
With us.
Thank you very much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
"The clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD."
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show and how you can connect with our 280-plus affiliates around this country or even on shortwave, we're all over the place. And again, we're thankful for Red Alert Talk Radio. Appreciate them carrying us live as well every day as we come to you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, of course, if you're speaking of Pacific, out in the Pacific in the Hawaiian Islands, we're here bright and early, 3 to 6 in the morning, as we overlook right now Kanapali Beach in Maui, Hawaii. Aloha, AK. How you doing?
Oh, you know, I was doing much better. It reminded me that we were there at Kanapali Beach, only one of my favorite places in the world, and I'm here in San Diego. Not that San Diego is a bad place to be, baby.
No, you're on the other side of the ocean there, the Pacific, but hey, it's all good. You know, we can both have umbrella drinks, you know, overlooking the water and, you know, and just kind of imagine all the good fun. We got to get the husband unit down here with us next time, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, are you guys, while we're talking about the Pacific and enjoying our cocktails and all that, I have so many people, and it could be the green-eyed monster that they're just jealous, you know, that I get to live mm-hmm. near the beach. But I'm hearing things about Fukushima. We should be really concerned that, like, sitting on a beach in Hawaii and anywhere in the Pacific, you know, is going to end with us glowing in the middle of the night from all the radiation. Are you hearing anything about that over there?
Yeah, very little anymore. I mean, it's not like, you know, because people were concerned because of the it's seemingly the increase on sharks. And I've spoken with some shark experts even, and, you know, they're not seeing anybody's eyes light up, especially because of Fukushima. There was some, you know, some reports that the radiation level from Fukushima had been on the increase, and that's why some of the sharks were, you know, coming to the West Coast. I just think maybe the umbrella drinks are, you know, were getting a little bit better. I don't know, but there does not seem to be any clear evidence that, you know, the radiation from Fukushima is trickling, because the fact of the matter is even on the East Coast in Florida, where we spend a good part of the time, there seems to be an increase there. And when I spoke with a couple of shark experts, they said, well, it's just that there's not anything extraordinary. It's just that we probably more sharks. And also, you know, we can thank Facebook and all this, you know, this videography that's available to us these days as opposed to, you know, previously. So we're getting a lot more, you know, reports, video reports of shark attacks. But now everything seems to be holding steady. So nothing extraordinary in that realm right now. But certainly, I'll tell you what I can. I was teasing the other day. I said, you know, where I am from Kanapali, I can actually see North Korea. You know, I can see some boats moving around, so that's a little scary happening right now. I mean, you know, with, of course, the sanctions, and we can thank Nikki Haley for the great job that she's doing in the U.N. and in keeping this in front of everybody. And who would have thought that even Russia and China would participate in these new sanctions against North Korea? I mean, they need to get the message here real quick. If not, you know, whether it's the United States or somebody else or some international alliance coming together to do something preemptively against this hermit kingdom.
Yeah, you know, it's really scary times, and I was flashing back as you were talking about the success with the UN, which was extraordinary, that we have China on board with us as well as Russia, and the diplomatic win that was. I was flashing back to the, you know, the election in which Hillary Clinton and others were saying, we cannot have this man, President Donald Trump, in charge of our foreign policy. You know, it's just going to be a disaster. No, the disaster was 8 years of President Obama, in which he allowed the Middle East to come under Muslim Brotherhood control. Then you got to go backwards, and it was actually Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter who allowed for North Korea to end up with nuclear weapons. And now we're in a position with a Republican president with very few options that are good. Mm-hmm. So we have to hope that the sanctions are going to motivate him. Some people said, well, how do the sanctions help the people there? Well, they're not necessarily meant to help feed and make better the conditions of the unfortunate North Koreans who live under this regime. What it's meant to do is motivate him to stay in control. And we all need to pray that that happens and that the diplomacy will work.
Well, part of the problem with the people there, they have nothing. So how do you take nothing from nothing? You still have nothing.
Exactly.
So exactly. You know, that's the situation. The only hope for them, and certainly for those North Koreans who've been able to get out, that come back with the stories of talking about the oppression and the way that government is run, it is an absolute disaster. It is horrifying what the people go through. But they've been indoctrinated. They don't know any better. But those that are able to escape, they just cannot believe it. It reminds me, A.K., of a dear friend of ours who was married to a missionary friend out of Long Beach, California, and he married her. This was during the days of the Iron Curtain, and that's where she grew up, where you just, you know, a line would form. You queued up behind any line, whether they were, you know, they had hoses to give away or whatever. They figure anything that they could get their hands on would, if it was food, good. If it wasn't, then they'd use it for barter. Well, she comes to the United States, and the heartbreak that was on her face and the tears rolling down her face when she walked into a supermarket, a Ralph's supermarket in Long Beach, California, and seeing all the fruits and vegetables just lying there. And she's in tears. She could not believe, because she's thinking, you know, her parents, her family, her siblings back home in Poland, you know, just starving for food. And all of a sudden here in America, it's so readily available. And so I think back on that experience that she shared with me and what she went through, what some North Koreans must go through that are able to get outside of the hermit kingdom and see how the rest of the world lives.
Well, I've actually seen some videos of some young Korean girls that are a part of an organization to try to that managed to escape, and they're trying to raise awareness of the plight of the North Korean people, because unfortunately there's so many Americans that really have no idea how bad the conditions are over there. And because there's the media, the state-run media over there keeps, you know, the truth from being reported. And I saw a video of a young Korean gal who managed to escape with her family, and under, you know, I don't even remember how they were able to escape, and the threat of her having to go back. She basically said, I'll kill myself before I'll go back.
Yeah,
and
imagine.
It's truly heartbreaking, but I think that what we can't do is, we're not going to be able to save the citizens of North Korea, you know, and what we have to do is make sure that, and I don't think that's the intent of the sanctions, what we have to do, unfortunately, is just to make sure that we do what we can do to keep our citizens safe, you know, and it's a tough spot to be in, because we would like to be able to be the saviors of the world, but we don't have the resources, the money, or the ability to do that, and what we have to do is put them first.
Especially when you have their own government, in much the same way as we remember some history not that long ago in World War II, when the people followed their government, and I'm talking about specifically Japan, even Germany for that matter, you know, the whole country was affected by this, and right now the people don't know, but you know, it is their government, their leader, Kim Jong-un, that has declared war on the United States, and he wants the United States to be eliminated. And all signs are that he's moving in that direction, and that's a pretty scary thing. We're talking with Andrea Kay, national radio personality, TV personality as well. And Andrea, can we talk leaks? I mean, leaks abound even still, even though there's so much focus on what's going on. You got the Attorney General stepping up saying, look, we're going to go after the leakers in a serious sort of way. But let's face it, leaks are the form of economy. They're the economic backbone to Washington, D.C.
Well, yeah. I was glad that Sessions came out finally 6 months later. I thought his speech was weak, and I don't know what took them so long for 6 months. I share President Trump's frustrations with Jeff Sessions. He should have never recused himself. One of the ways to get rid of leaks is to get rid of everybody who was an Obama holdover. And quite frankly, that includes McMaster's, who I'm not a fan of. And the fact that he has purged people like A.T. McFarland and others. And, you know, there's too many Obama holdovers. So if you want to get rid of leaks, that's a good place to start. Second, as much as I am for the First Amendment, and that has been an ongoing theme for my show, since when is it the job of the journalist to aid and abet felons? And, you know, it's all about supply and demand. If the leakers didn't have sources, these media people that get
these
to remain anonymous,
outlets
to give these leaks to, then, you know, that could solve the problem as well. So Rosenstein talked out of both sides of his mouth saying, we're going to let journalists do their job. Well, like I said, since when is a journalist's job to break the law and spill classified information? And then he said, but we're prepared to prosecute if necessary. Well, I think the time is now to say that to journalists.
Well, I think we need to come to an understanding here, Andrea, that that property that they have, it's stolen property. That belongs to the people. That is our national security interest. And if anything else, I mean, in other rules of law, is that if you have stolen property in your possession, you're just as guilty as the person that stole it. But for some reason, because this happens to be information, somehow they get a pass on this. And I think that we need to consider, you know, what kind of information you hold, and in order to put some importance on it. If it's national, if it involves national security, I would think it would be the utmost importance, don't you?
Well, yeah. And, you know, look, I am all about what the founders envisioned for press, a free press, which is meant to investigate and hold elected officials accountable, because the average American needs to be out working all day long and, you know, taking care of their own families. They don't have time to be investigating. But there's a difference between holding elected officials accountable and actually participating in treasonous traitors, whatever team
you
want to use.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
we're out of time, sadly. Always good talking to you. Appreciate you being on every week to give us your perspective and to bring everything back to center where it needs to be. Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Andrea.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready.